Well, considering you can have wired fiber here, if I didn't have wired fiber here, I think this would be good enough. But I think the wired fiber is going to be better. And I get it no matter what. It's part of the HOA fee, whether I want to pay for, you know, if I don't get it, I still pay the same HOA fee. So I might as well get it. And this is a good backup solution, though, or for somebody that doesn't have, like, affordable internet where they live. You know, if T-Mobile is in their area, they're near a tower, and they have cell service with T-Mobile, and they want to save some money, I think it's a good option. Most people won't notice. I do think that there's some latency, though. If you look at the... when you do the speed test, it shows you, like, under load, what the milliseconds are and what it is with that. If you compare it with a wired connection, the wired connection is much lower. So there's a little bit of latency with the tower. But, you know, you're getting 700. I mean, you can get almost gigabit down. There was one test I did, and I got a gigabit down. It was like 1,100 from a modem and the Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi in the box must be like Wi-Fi 6, because you're not going to get that with Wi-Fi 5 or whatever. So I'm going to do one more test. The thing is, the car likes to take over the Wi-Fi, so I had to shut the Bluetooth off. So I might have gotten a false reading on that first one. So I think 700 down is probably the highest it's getting, not 1,100.